Hi, how are you? Miranda Wright here, Miranda Wright Marketing, and I'm here to share my story with you. Why do we tell stories? We tell stories because it's an indirect way to sell. It's a way to get customers to fall in love with you, to get them to know, like, and trust you. And through the structure that I'm going to show you of what you can form to create what's called a funnel, you're going to bring the customers with you on an experience through what's called a sales funnel process. And by the end of it, it will direct them directly to a sale. Instead of just posting random things on Instagram and Facebook of your work, if you're a freelance or a creative entrepreneur, you're working for yourself and you don't know how to market, and you think just posting random things of your work on social media is going to get you clients, that is very a long process, okay, that might not lead to a customer buying directly from you, but the strategy that I'm showing you will direct them to a sale, okay? So right now we're in the process of telling our stories, and I'm in the process of sharing my story with you, and I'm actually writing it right in front of your eyes, okay? So I'm up to, last video I said I'd be talking about my experience as a makeup artist and my experience as a film director, producer, writer, okay? So in the last video I said I would work with my notes that I had, and I've basically just got a few notes I've written down for when I was a makeup artist. I haven't written anything down for when I was a film director, producer, writer, but I'm just going to wing it right in front of you to show you how easy this process is that I've created to make it easy for anyone to do, okay? So I've written down for my notes. I can't really spin the camera around, but I can tell you that my notes are for makeup artists, more freedom as a makeup artist. I had more, and basically one of your strategies should be to brain dump, which is write all your notes down of everything that you can think of that will go towards that story, okay? And then you're going to go through and you're going to edit. Okay, go back and watch the previous videos to show you the exact process that I go through. So you're going to write your notes down, you're going to go through, edit, eliminate any unnecessary characters. You're going to write it in a way that's a mystery format, so you're showing and not telling what happens exactly when it happens. So the person watching you is going on an experience with you right there and then in that moment, okay? So to continue, more freedom, however, no money. I had no money as a makeup artist. And it took me away from Starla, my daughter. Okay, so I did not have complete freedom because I was still working for people doing jobs. Okay, and it took me away from home. It took me away from my young daughter. So that created problems in itself. Okay, so, and I did not want to be away from my daughter and she didn't want to be away from me. So that was a big problem. No money, that's a big problem. And more freedom, well, it's not exact. It's not the exact freedom that I wanted for myself, working for myself. Okay, so they're my notes. So I've got to come up with a story that tells, that shows and not tells what my experience was like. So one story I can think of off the top of my head is the train story. So I need to write down the train story that I had. Okay, this lighting is terrible. Okay, the train story. Okay. All right. The train story is, I got a job when I was a makeup artist. I just sort of took on any jobs that were free, not paying. They're not paid jobs. But there was, on Facebook, there was a group full of creative people, okay? And people would post work on there, and a lot of the time it was unpaid work. Photographers were doing this, film directors were doing this, people creating their own web series, films, whether they want like models and makeup artists for like photo shoots, that were creating portfolio for themselves, especially people just starting out. They were posting jobs for other people that are new to their career, to do their jobs for like photos in exchange for photos for their portfolio, or just for the experience, okay? And they could say, well, I've worked on this movie or this web series or whatever. They would get credit for that, okay? But no money. which, you know, if you're, which is good in the beginning, but I mean, you can't continue to do that, obviously. So I was getting no money, and I did not know how to market myself. So as a professional makeup artist, and then get clients that way, I had no idea how to market. I did not know what I knew now, what I know now. Okay, so that's why I help other creative entrepreneurs, because I've been in those situations. I've been in those shoes, and so now I help creative entrepreneurs so that they don't have to have the same struggles I had. Okay, so the train story is I was heading to this feature film, independent feature film in Brisbane. I lived at the Sunshine Coast, and I had no car at the time, I think. So I got on a train. My parents babysat my daughter, I think, yeah, and or she was in day after school daycare. I can't remember, but I had to get on a train. I got lost because I did not know. I wasn't familiar with the suburb I was heading to. I had to like change a couple of trains. It takes like over 2 hours to get to Brisbane. Well, it took 2 hours driving to Brisbane, so it took well over that because I had to change trains in Caboolture, get on another train, and then like know what train to get to the exact suburb that I needed to get to. Okay, so I wasn't familiar with the area, and I think I got on the wrong train and had to get off and get on a different train. And so it was about 3 trains I got on before I even got there. Okay, so, and at this stage, like, I'm pretty patient, but I'm frustrated, obviously, and not feeling very good about the situation. And because I'm not getting paid for the situation, that wasn't very fulfilling to me. And being away from my daughter, there was just not much benefit in doing what I was doing, except for the to say I worked on a feature film, an independent feature film, okay? Which I don't even know if it was released or not. I'll look into that. I've never looked into it. But I wasn't even really needed when I got there. So I spoke to the director on the phone, and so I'll need to write down everything that I've just told you right now. So I'll write down after I've just spoken to you about it, so I'm not stopping and writing things, but I'll do that right after I finish speaking. Like, so it was frustrating. I felt unfulfilled. I felt low about it and embarrassed that I got lost. And just when I got there, I just felt like it was a big waste of time, really. So, yeah, I did ring the director and said, I'm late, I'm gonna be lost, blah, blah. So that didn't feel very good. And then when I got there, I wasn't very needed. So, but I did see someone there that I worked with on another film, so that was a positive. But the whole situation, I just felt like it just occurred to me that I was doing it for no reason, really. What was the purpose of it? It just occurred to me after that situation, I think. So it really hit me that I was heading in the wrong direction, okay? So that's what I will write down. So that's my story. But basically, I'm going to trim that up and make it sound better and more polished. But that's the story. So I've got that story from just my memory and from those notes that I wrote down. There's very few notes. I just took myself back in the situation and thought about what happened and spoke about it. And that in itself is a good strategy, is just speaking about it and then writing down what you've said. Okay? So, and I'll go through and do the same thing for film director, producer, writer, when I created my own feature film, because whilst working for makeup, doing makeup for films, I discovered my love for film, and plus I studied screen studies and writing at uni, so that made me write a script, and then I wanted to go ahead and create the script, create a film from that script, okay, just for my own fulfillment, okay. So, and my own creative urges to do it. So, that's how that came about. So, I'm going to go ahead and write those two stories, and I'm actually going to speak about an actual specific story that I can take the listener on about my experience as a film director, okay? That's gonna, but you need to include a problem, okay? And at the end, you need to provide a solution. All right, so go back and watch my videos, and you'll understand exactly where I've come from and what I'm doing, and the whole strategy that I've created for you to write your own story. And the next thing that you need to consider is you need to take action. That's the main point of this video, is you need to take action. No one's going to take action. It's not going to except for you. Okay, it's not going to happen without you. That's my point. It is not going to happen without you. So, taking action. So, if you have any questions, you need to realize that your questions are just excuses, okay? You're just creating excuses as to why you can't go ahead and write your story, okay? That's fact. Your questions, you don't really have questions. Everything's simple. It's easy to do. I'm doing it right in front of you. You can see for yourself that it's very simple. Any questions that you have about how to do this are actually, you're just putting barriers in front of yourself to stop yourself from doing it, procrastinating, okay? That's fact. That's what it is. Questions are excuses. And as for presentation, I will create a video on actually presenting your story. How are you going to present it? How are you going to speak your story, okay? How are you going to deliver it? There is a tactic that is called the Jim Carrey technique, and I'm going to share that with you in the next video. Okay, that's a good one. So watch me in the next video. I'm Miranda out. Bye for now.